asking the rhetorical question, where have all the beauties all gone? And I think they've gone right here. I'm Chris.
I'm Rob.
And the phone number is 749-1444. You know, it sounds to me like the kind of music we're playing now, it must be time for our movie review segment at the Chris and Rob Show. And so with, have you seen any good movies lately, is the Chris and Rob movie critic, Scott Barlow. Hi, Scott.
Hi, guys.
How's it going? Have you seen any good movies lately?
I wouldn't say I've seen anything good. I saw a couple things.
You saw some sucky movies, didn't you?
I saw some sucky movies. Well, wait, I did see one good movie. I forgot.
What was that?
Wild Things.
Wild Things. That's got
hot.
That's got hot babes kissing hot babes.
Hot.
If you've seen any good movies lately or some sucky ones, you can call the Chris and Rob movie review segment at 749-1444. So, Scott, what was so hot about Wild Things?
I'll tell you what, man. The Starship Troopers girl, Denise Richards.
Hot.
She was getting it on. She was getting it on with Nev Campbell, didn't she?
Yeah, there's a scene where Nev pours champagne all over her naked chest.
Oh.
Wow.
You know, I saw that movie and I thought it was pretty hot. But I thought, boy, Matt Dillon, he can't act anymore. That dude just can't act.
He's got his own weird sort of.
It's almost like a made for TV style of acting, don't you think?
He's all right. He's not bad. He's better than all these other hip, young, grinny, smirky smirk boys like Skeet Ulrich. And
I think he's very shallow. I think he's the shallowest actor I've seen in a long time.
He's all right. He's not bad. Don't you remember Over the Edge, man, in high school? Don't you remember Rumblefish, man? Don't you remember The Outsiders, man? Tex?
Wasn't he the guy from Drugstore Cowboy?
Yeah, that was his big breakthrough when he was.
That wasn't a bad movie. He was acting in that movie. But this one, I think he was just walking. I think he was too busy checking out Denise Richards and Nev Campbell, and he wasn't concentrating on acting.
Everyone in that movie was great, because any movie where she pours champagne on the other girl's naked chest, everyone's great. Everyone gets a thumbs up.
Speaking of shallow movies and shallow acting, tell me about The Man in the Iron Mask. How was Leonardo in that dual role?
Well, I think all Leonardo's personal troubles with supermodel. I can't remember what supermodel it is, but he's getting in brawls. He's always wasted. He snubbed the Oscars. He's having a lot of problems. He's in the tabloids. I think it's causing him to make some bad choices.
Just like Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, true. Although Robert Downey Jr. usually shows up in good movies.
Now, this Man in the Iron Mask, is it a date flick?
I guess if you want to see a really bad movie with your girlfriend.
It's got a bunch of French guys in it, doesn't it?
Well, it's got Gerard Depardieu, who's always showing his ass. You see his ass like 5 times in the movie, and the guy's huge. I mean, he's bloated.
Just like Harvey Keitel, right?
No, he didn't show his bone.
Oh, okay.
Harvey usually shows the frontal area.
In that movie Wild Thing, Kevin Bacon showed his bacon.
Yeah, well, I mean, after all the lesbian stuff, I guess they had to show you a glimpse of his rod.
I guess so.
Just to even things out.
Kevin Bacon, he's a goofy-looking, gnarly-looking, scrawny-ass dude.
He's got the snake face.
Yeah,
old snake face.
Weirdo.
But the chicks like it.
You know, now that Kevin Bacon has been in a movie with Denise Richards and Nev Campbell, is that going to make this, what's it called, the seven...
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Is it going to make it down to 5 degrees now?
No, it'll just make it easier to link any actor to Kevin Bacon.
He's really been with them all.
He has. He's been in tons of movies.
What about Charlie Chaplin?
You could probably hook him up to him somehow.
Charlie Chaplin?
Yeah, I'd have to work on it, but I can't do it right now.
Okay.
Our Charlie Chaplin's daughter worked with Humphrey Bogart, who worked with Lauren Bacall, who worked with Jeff Bridges, who worked with... he had to be in something with Kevin Bacon.
Had to be. 749-1444 if you've got comments on any of these or any other current Hollywood blockbusters.
But, Man in the Iron Mask was really bad. Really crappy. And I saw the Newton Boys with all the hip young grinners that I mentioned earlier.
What's the Newton Boys?
It's the true story of the most successful bank robbing outfit in the United States.
Is it a period piece?
It is.
What it's period?
Although in the previews they play that rockin' song by what is it? Erotica. Some rockin' chick band, and they're playing it, you know, baby I'm ready to go.
Republica,
that's it. And they show the guys romping around in their 20s outfits and robbing banks. Baby I'm ready to go. But they never play it in the movie.
So the Newton Boys, does it suck?
It didn't suck, but it's like they were trying really hard to make something interesting out of a real boring bunch of bank robbers.
What other movies are out now? There's that Primary Colors in which John Travolta plays the President of the United States. The spitting image of Slick Willie.
I haven't seen it.
Why not? You see
I just
all
haven't
movies.
Seen it yet. It's just, it's such a bizarre movie. I mean, all this stuff happened like, what, 5 years ago? They already got a movie out about it?
It's contemporary.
It's the first movie about a president who's still in office.
Usually those things are made for TV movies, though. Have there been any good made for, I'm ragging on made for TV movies tonight. Have there been any good made for TV movies lately?
I haven't seen too many.
If there haven't been any, then I guess Valerie Bertinelli's career must just really be skydiving.
Oh, she'll show up in something about bulimia. Mm-hmm. She'll get more work.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show movie review segment. Are you out of movies or you got any more?
Video pick?
I watched The Bad and the Beautiful.
What's
Kirk
that?
Douglas. It's an old movie where he plays a movie producer who's a real scumbag. But boy, you love him anyway because he's just so talented.
Mm-hmm.
And it's real corny and bad, but it's kind of fun to watch.
Yeah. Mouse Hunt is at the dollar movie now.
Ooh! Christopher Walken selling out again.
Hey, Walken's got a new movie coming out in which he's getting like duct taped to a chair just like Jerry Lewis did in The King of Comedy.
The Suicide Kings?
Yeah, you think that's looking any good?
I don't know. I haven't read any reviews of it. I've just seen a poster.
Yeah, well, the poster's got Christopher Walken looking as creepy as ever, duct taped to a chair while a bunch of motley looking dudes are like staring at him.
What the hell? John Sayles' new movie opens this Friday. I'm looking forward to that.
Who's John Sayles?
He did. His last movie was Lone Star with hip young grinner Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, yeah?
And what's that? What the hell's the guy's name? The old country singer.
Fess Parker.
No.
Buck Owens.
No, he does.
Porter Wagner.
He wrote Me and Bobby McGee.
Chris Christopherson.
There you go, Chris Christopherson. And that was a real good flick. This one's called Men with Guns, and it looks pretty good.
Men with Guns?
Except Mandy Patinkin's in it.
Does he sing?
Yeah, he does Somewhere Over the Rainbow a couple times.
Hey, this new Lost in Space movie's coming out. It's looking a lot more sci-fi than the old TV series. It's a blockbuster. It's got special effects, almost like Star Wars.
William Hurt's alcoholism drove him out of the business, and now he's trying to weasel back in by doing these awful movies.
You think Lost in Space is going to stink?
It's got a friend in it.
That's my instinct, but...
It's got a friend in it.
There's not... Oh, wait, the guy who was in that ape movie.
And it's got that cute little girl from that TV show that Neve Campbell's in.
And it's got Heather Graham, who was in Boogie Nights, man. She was Roller Girl, and she was hot.
Hot, hot, hot.
Baby, right. I'm ready to go.
This has been another edition of Have You Seen Any Good Movies Lately? With our movie critic here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. His name is Scott Barlow. Maybe, if he gets off his ass and sits in front of a typewriter, you might start seeing his movie reviews in everybody's news. Until next time... Keep on seeing those movies, unless they stink, of course, and keep on eating that greasy popcorn.